Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening? This is a diary, and this is Sunday, December 23rd. This is your host, Stacey Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers at AAASM.org. And we are very proud to say, and we are proud to continue our conversation on Black women from between Mr. Hendrick Johnson and Miss Stacey Johnson, and we thank everybody for listening on yesterday's show. And on today, we're going to talk about where niggas get that from. There's always some old nigga shit that happens every now and then where a nigga just can't let it go. On today, that's not even proper English. On today and on today, no. Anyway, today we will continue our conversation on the Black woman and if she wants somebody good or not in her life and if she can accept that. And I think it's just bullshit anyway to say that all do anything because you generalize people and then you start fights. But I just want to add a little bit of what I hope people will catch on to for the new upcoming year before me and Hendrick start fighting at 10 minutes after one. But, you know what, I've been, like, on this tip for a couple of years now, and I see that it works. And I just want people to start to think, because on Sunday I always like to put some spirituality stuff out there and some stuff that I have discovered about who we really are as people and how we're meant to function and stuff. And I got reggae music on today, if you don't skip, because I'm on 50,000 things on the computer at one time, including the music and this. So anyway, now that I've kind of discovered how, because this amazing thing we call our body that starts at the top with our brains and goes down and all the way down to our feet, where when we confess and we profess that we're healed from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, I mean, I don't think we really believe that, because if we did, we wouldn't have half the problems that we really do if we really believed what that meant, you know? And we're just so amazingly put together. But what I want people to research, and don't believe me, believe a whole lot of people that prospered before me that know this, okay, that our brains are incredible things. And the more you think about a thing, the more you focus on the thing, the more you're going to bring that thing into existence. And all because our minds are one thing, but it has two sides to it. It has the side that automatically functions your body, automatically makes you shit, throw up, fart, breathe, blink, sweat, your mouth water. Give you the emotion that you want to have sex. That thing. That's your subconscious mind. The thing that automatically works. The thing that made you grow in your mother's womb, and made you grow to 9 months, and then you were born. Your subconscious part of your intelligence, and then we have the conscious part, the part that says, "Oh, all Black people are ignorant, or all white people stink, or smell like chickens, or." All Black women don't want nobody good, that part. Well, our brains are divided into sections, and whatever we focus on, what we think about becomes infused into the subconscious part. And so the subconscious part is the part that makes our world around us. So it's really very simple. Our minds have two parts, our conscious part, the thinking, breathing, the part that's connected to our senses, and the subconscious part. So really the subconscious part is the part that's connected to our spirituality and to God. And that's the part that our conscious part programs. So whatever you think and say and do and act and think and think and think and think and think, programming, that part that is connected to you and God. So the more you think fucked up shit, the more that you disconnect yourself from the conscious part that's connected to God, because God don't think fucked up shit. You feel me? So the more you think and love and love and love and think and love and feeling good and peace and love and you will begin to program the subconscious part of your brain. And because God relates to love and good and peace and love and boop, 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 he will create those peace and love and things in your life. But there is no devil. There is no hell. There is no heaven. It's all a state of mind. So the devil in you is the part that thinks hate and disruption and disease and jealousy and all that stuff. So you connect that with your subconscious part, and that's the situations and circumstance, and your physical starts to relate that and starts to create that. Your subconscious creates your reality. So, but it's programmed, and there's a couple of things. So two parts in your mind. One is the creative part. Is the creative part is the part that makes your heart beat and you throw up and shit and fart, okay? That part's automatic. That part created you. That part created you when your parents had sex. That part came into existence and started to create who you are until the day you die. Then that part will still go on, but it'll go on in some other form. Your conscious part, your objective part, your waking part, your male, your conscious, those are all names for your thinking, walking, sensing part. Your subconscious is your subjective, your sleeping mind, your female part of you, your subconscious, okay? So your subconscious is the soil. And think of your mind as a garden. That's what they said. Think of your mind as a garden. And the garden, your subconscious, is the soil that will accept any type of seed. So as you think, so you sow the seed, so you shall reap. That's what the shit Jesus was talking about. He wasn't talking about planting seeds. Only those of your mind and your subconscious. And Jesus was teaching about the two portions of your mind. And because it's such a powerful concept, if you can get hold of it and you can grasp it and you can love it and you can nurture it and you can understand it and you can work it and you can work it and you can work it, can nobody stop you. Nothing and nothing can stop you. So, your conscious is the seed, okay, you dummy? Your subconscious is the soil. So, we need you to start planting seeds of the things that relate to the good things that God has. So, when he says think of those things that are good and of a good report and of a good nature and of a... That is in reference to everything that you want to be. And don't worry about other people. That's where you have to just say, fuck other people. When they found Jesus, they always had to go get Jesus from the little Jesus hookup. Jesus wasn't around a whole bunch of chatty-ass, negative-ass people. Even his boys, he wasn't even with 24/7. Only when it was time to eat, okay, or to say, look, let me show you how to hook this up. Let me hook this up for you. That's when Jesus came down. You feel me? So, Jesus knew whatever's of a good report, and that's what he was doing. Jesus was focusing on people and things of a good nature and a good report, and he knew why he was here. Some of us know that we are here for a particular purpose, and we do that particular thing until the purpose is accomplished. And if you seek that thing, you shall find that thing. So, your conscious mind, your waking thinking part is your seed. Your subconscious is the soil. So, like a couple people, you can plant seeds of goodness and kindness. Well, they will flourish, they will nourish, they will whatever, and your life will be good and kind and wonderful and love. So I'm going to take a break now because my baby's done call and we're going to finish arguing about what black women want. But just know, get your both sides of your brain thinking right. You're talking, walking, affects your who you are, and you program your subconscious just by what you think and what you say. So think and say good shit. All right, so I'm gonna take a break and wait for my boo boo. And this is the diary. It's Sunday the 23rd, right before Christmas, and everything's all good. This is the diary, and this is Sunday, December 23rd, and my boo-boo is on the line. So I'm finna, like my son Chris said, I'm finna hook him up. All right, here we go. Hello. Hello, yeah. Darling.
Hey, I'm in the building live and direct back in the diary. How you feel, Miss Johnson?
I'm good, sweetie pie. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed with the best. You know it.
I know that's right. So we had a good, lively conversation last evening, you know, about young ladies. And, you know, so we wanted to see what else you had to say. And we want to also thank you for all your input. Like I say, you okay with me on every level because, you know, you're very real and you handle your business like a young man, a young black man should. You know what I'm saying? So, yes. So what you got to tell me today?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to dedicate this show to whoever made Looney Tunes and Wile E. Coyote, okay? that nigga fell off the cliff 30 times, and that nigga just dusted himself off and got the fuck back up. You know what I mean? We grew up not thinking you could die, thanks to whoever made up that cartoon. That nigga blew himself up with dynamite, got hit by trains, and the nigga lived for 30 minutes. You know, he just got back up. So whoever, I want to dedicate this show to that nigga. But, yeah, the dialogue yesterday was quite interesting. You know, I don't like the way I came across on the way because I seemed like I was one-sided, but I really was coming from my point of view. I don't want anybody out there thinking that I'm being overly judgmental because you got to take this into consideration. I'm just looking at my canvas. I'm just looking at my life, my perspective. So I don't never generalize, and I want everybody to understand, yeah, there are some good women out there. I just haven't found her. You know what I mean?
Right.
There are some good candidates out there, but they haven't made themselves appropriately available.
You go always the next step. Candidate? Really?
Yeah, this is an application you got to fill out. That's an application process. Most jobs, they give you a 90-day probation, okay? You need to go do a background check. You need some of them need a drug check. No, I'm not chilly now. Don't get me confused. I'm not chilly on what chilly wants. Her perspective is real messed up. My thing is, when you say candidate, what do you want me to call them? If they're not candidates,
you know,
what do you want me to call them?
Future wife, some shit that's like a little more sensitive than a fucking candidate. You ain't even looking for a
future
new president. You're looking for a wife. Right? Ain't that what
I'm looking for a friend. Isn't that what you told me yesterday?
Then say friend. But fucking candidate, okay, nigga, you is not looking for a president or a vice presidential candidate. Okay, come on now.
Let me tell you something. It might as well be when you were married with a
maybe that's why it's all fucked off, okay? You got to come. Just like I was just saying before, and I'm glad you said that old shit, because look, you looking for a candidate where you going to find a bitch that ain't looking to be what you looking for because you need to come at it with a more sensitive nature, heart, all that old good shit. You looking for somebody to share your life with. You know, you may just be walking into bitches that may just be candidate-type bitches, okay?
You call it friend, I call it candidate.
You're going to get somebody that's looking for some business-type relationship with you, too. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's how you have to treat them. When you got a child, you have to treat it like a candidate because, first of all, you can't just bring any old random-ass person into your life. Any person you decide to date is a candidate, whether you want to call them that or not.
You know, sometimes being too honest is too much, and I know, trust me. It's in the fucked up ass delivery. That's what I, you know, and every time speak to somebody for 3 months, it was always because I had some fucked up ass delivery. It's in the fucked up delivery, okay? Don't call her a candidate. Kind of have a little more sensitivity if you're looking for somebody to be an intimate friend. I mean, come on.
okay. Well,
know,
like I said.
But, okay, so back to what I was saying. Okay, hear me out for like 30 seconds and then you can move forward. But just for, you know, just for further information, you know, just to help you out a little bit. When you're looking for somebody that you want to have a good relationship with, okay, and I learned this the hard way because I was looking for looks, okay, and I found it,
okay.
And that was it, okay? So when you're looking for somebody to have an intimate, good relationship with, I mean, one you can do everything with and there's no, everything is just wonderful, well, then you have to come at everybody with that frame of mind. Now, if they don't deliver it back to you, then that ain't the bitch, and yes, she was a candidate, and move on.
Okay.
But if they do, you see what I'm saying? So you got to change the way, deliveries all fucked off is basically what
I'm saying. Whoever made the statement that I was looking, so you made, so you don't have
well,
a problem with yourself.
You did,
Hold on. That's why they did in the debates, you know, you don't let the other person speak. You put words in my mouth. I didn't say I was looking for shit. I'm not looking for anything personal.
In the event you are, because you seem a little hyper for a nigga that ain't looking for a bitch, but to be mad that they ain't shit, okay?
You're insinuating that somebody was looking for something. First of all, in relationships, you don't look for something because you always find what you're not looking for.
You had 24 hours to think about it. We started this shit with you saying that bitches ain't shit, they don't want no good relationship. Well, I'm just trying to say, in the event, okay, you may not be looking for it, and I'm just saying, in the event, oh, when you ready, okay, yeah, there I go. In the event, when you get ready, just use my advice, and we're going to give it to the nation, okay? Just any other niggas out there talking about candidates and shit, okay?
Uh-huh. Well, these are only for the guys that got something. Most of the dudes is just going to call you a bitch because they ain't about nothing. See, at least I got enough respect to look at the judge, my judgment, and say, this person is a candidate, this person has potential to date.
See,
don't you understand that when you date somebody, you got to do, you understand
oh,
you got
to
know, there's a lot to know about people when you date somebody. You understand that, right?
Yeah, well, I know that. I mean, I got you on that, but I'm just saying
okay.
That your delivery's all fucked up.
Most of the men will agree with what I'm talking about. I don't know about the women. Most of the men will agree with what I'm talking about.
But all I'm saying is, if we having this conversation on taped, whatever the fuck this is, okay? I mean, she could be a candidate all day long in your back, in your mind.
Standards. A lot of women ain't even got no damn standards.
Ain't saying candidate when you take them out on a date. Now, you a candidate, we finna go to the movie.
Come on now.
I know
come
that
on now.
Ain't what
you
saying.
Come on now. Stevie Wonder nephew or something? Come on, I can see you now.
You expressing it to me, but as long as you're not expressing it to the quote, candidate, then you're okay, I guess.
Well, I mean, some of these girls is booty calls, but the nigga ain't gonna say what you are. You know you're a booty call. Come on now. Ain't nobody gonna mess up that game like that. Come on now. But some women, if you coming over the house after 11:30, you know you're a booty call.
You want to be a booty call if you come in that time of night. Trust me. At 48 years, anything after, that's it. Come on now.
You know you're a booty call, but that's
you
the
know you're a booty what? Call. That's okay, but that's okay, right? Then you get booty call respect. You feel me? You're not going to be like you the most spectacular thing on the planet because I can just call you when I want it. Have sex, okay?
Where are they at? Where are the women that are A, about something, B, have some standards, C, they don't have a whole lot of bullshit in their past that's prohibiting them from, you know, receiving a good man? See, where are those chicks at?
Okay, well, look.
You got to
like
answer for that
you
one.
Had an advantage. You have an
you
advantage
don't have
for,
answer
two,
for that
for
one,
two reasons. I do. I'm giving you the answer right now. You have an advantage, okay, so like I was telling my sons, you know, if you don't want to be dealing with, quote, hood rats, nigga, don't be hanging around places where only hood rats are at. Who rats are in college? I mean, who rats are not
in
college?
Too.
You know, you got to do things. You got to be involved in things. You have a son. Okay, wait, hold up a minute. 1 second. See, that's why I said you have an advantage, okay? You have a son. You're a single dad. There are plenty from every single mother on the planet that has a child, especially that has a son. You would be a super-duper catch, too. So get to the places where they at. Okay? And the good way. And the nice way.
So it's okay
because
to call
you
me
have
a catch,
some,
but
okay,
I can't
wait, listen to me, though. No, listen to me, sir.
Why I got to be a catch? Why can't I be a super-duper mate? Why I got
to
be a damn catch?
Well, everybody need to be a catch. Who the fuck wants you if you ain't a catch? What the fuck?
Why can't I be
there's
a mate?
There's plenty of niggas out there that ain't a catch, okay?
They're
out there cause, hoping somebody want them because they got a penis. No, you want to be a catch. I'm sorry.
This is my thing.
That way I can pick and choose. A nigga that's a catch can pick and choose. And you can explain
condemn,
it to a bitch,
let me
too.
Ask, let me say
when
this. Why can you condemn my word, candidate, but then I don't want to be called a catch then? Make me a
compliment.
Make me a potential husband. No, I'm a potential husband. I ain't no motherfucking catch. No, I ain't no damn catch. Fuck that. I'm a potential husband.
That's a compliment.
No, I ain't no damn catch. I'm a potential husband.
You just
that
mad.
Shit ain't no compliment
they
to me.
They talking about angry females. Ah, you just an angry
no,
male, damn
that,
it.
No, that's a nigga at the right track that's a catch. Let that nigga be a catch. I'm not a catch. I'm a hold on to.
Hey, look, that's a compliment. You better shut your mouth. Shut your mouth now. That's a compliment.
Are you serious?
You just tripping. Who doesn't
no,
want to be a catch? Don't you want somebody that's a catch? Come on now, I'm going based on
your logic. Your logic saying, why don't you call them a candidate? Call them a potential wife. Why call me a catch? Call me a potential husband. See, this is
you
what
know
I'm
why
saying.
You're a catch? Because you have
you
something
know
going on.
Women
no,
need to
you
stop,
misunderstand
stop
you thinking from Mars or some shit, and I'm thinking from Venus. You're misunderstanding the whole shit. You misunderstand. That's
I
a compliment.
A
I'm a
catch.
You know what? But you
I'm
know what?
I'm a catch when
okay,
I wake up.
But listen to what I'm saying. You ain't fucking listening. Listen to what I'm saying. You know what? I want to be a motherfucking catch. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's plenty of motherfuckers out there that ain't no catch. So you know what? I work hard to be a catch. You know what a catch is? It's somebody that has their shit going on. So I'm not going to deal with some old dumb bullshit you got to offer because I got too much going on. It's an explanation. It's like a degree in relationships, okay?
When I got my degree, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't have to answer no questions. I got a degree, motherfucker. Okay, if I'm a catch... Mm-hmm. I'm a catch. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deal with all that ignorant ass shit. You feel me? I'm not going to deal with somebody that don't want to get up off their ass. So look, you see me get off my ass 18, 20 hours a fucking day. You think I'm going to deal with you? That's one of the provisions in our contract. If you got to have a motherfucking candidate, well, I got a contract. And there's a few.
Okay,
I can't be a lazy motherfucker because I am a catch.
Can I say something, Romney, since you're taking up all of the time?
That's what that nigga think. It's tomorrow.
But I'm just saying that the problem is a lot of the women have met a man that was a catch, and all they've been doing is catching hell. They done caught
a catch is a negative connotation.
They done caught a baby. They done caught a cheater. They done caught a lot of shit. I'm not a catch. And the only reason why I say that is I don't limit the man that I am. I'm more than that. I'm not just a catch. Sorry.
You can't make me just a catch.
No matter how you want to be. I'm going to take care of home. The kids are going to be together. The bills are going to be paid. No.
That's
the
catch.
No, that's more than the catch. No, that's more than the catch.
Well, okay, nigga, then you a catch and a bag of chips, okay? But I'm saying.
No, fuck
the
bag. I ain't a bag of chips either. I ain't no greasy-ass chips. I ain't a bag of chips. Why I got to be a bag of damn chips? Unhealthy-ass blood-causing chips and shit.
Look,
damn.
You're just mad.
it's just opening the door to reality.
Tell that bitch, hey, come on, it's a grudge match. It's one, two men and one man leave. Fuck it. It's me and whoever that bitch is, because she's
well,
gonna make
you
mad, okay?
I bet you the people that listen to this show agree with me, because
two men and one motherfucking man leave. Shit.
There's a lot of black men out there and a lot of black women that agree with me. That's why they hit me up on Facebook at Henry Johnson and let me know what's good.
Are you mad because the nigga calling you a catch? You need to go and figure out. I should ask somebody if it's good to be a catch.
I'm
going to
put that on my
face.
Do you want to be called a catch? You want to be called a catch?
And the beautiful thing about being a catch, if you ain't a catch, that's great. But when the other motherfuckers tell you you a catch, that's even better. Ain't nothing wrong with being a catch. That's good. That is good. That's a good thing.
That's
ask anybody. You must be crazy.
No, we got a little, we got a difference of a reality, but that's your reality. You can be a catch all you want.
Look.
There's a lot of niggas that was a catch. That ain't, they ain't caught shit, too.
But you got to know how to use it. That's
and
why,
the nigga
you
that
know,
was a catch, he caught a case.
Hey, but personal experience, that's why that's why I'm not going to tolerate no bullshit. I got 90 seconds and I'm taking the first 30. Look, a catch means you're not going to tolerate no bullshit. You got a reason why, look, I'm up here. You know I'm fucking with you because I thought I was doing something different. And that's when you let them go. If you continue to fuck with somebody that ain't on your level, that's what I say a catch is. Well, get somebody that's on your level. You know what I'm saying? If they're not on your level, you should know it immediately. You're a man of God. You'll know it. You know what I'm saying? You let them go and you move on. You know, you move on. Life is too short.
All
right, you got 30.
All I got to say is that the delete button in your phone is the best asset you got for these hating-ass motherfuckers that's in your phone. Delete the haters out your phone that they step their game up. If a woman want to step her game up, she'll let that shit be known that she want a good man, and she'll go claim him. All that chivalry shit is out the door. It ain't no man riding up to your house on no damn chariot to pick you up.
Well, no, just be
that
who you are,
over.
And it's going to be all good, boo. Now, look, we're going to be back tomorrow on Monday, and we're going to continue this old shit, but just know you a catch, okay, and you my boo, and I love you, and we're going to hook it up, and this is the diary where we love everybody. We only got 10 seconds, but we're going to play some music, Power Tower, and, baby, I will talk to you later and tomorrow.
Love that. Peace.
All right, peace.